period, but he had to say something negative about Peter. And when you translate this man down to people, you know about the third person. You know Mr. Fu, yes. He's a very nice man, yes. A very respected man, yes. But you know, and let me tell you some little story about it. So I said, how about Mr. Nyan? You know, yes, very nice man. But you know that, and they have some little, you know, shears that they stick into the ribs. And you could go down name after name, everybody you ever knew. They would say, yes, he's a very nice person, he's a very nice person. But you know this about him. I never knew quite what to make of that. I mean, what is it they were trying to prove that they weren't suckers, and, you know, the simple mindedness that the Americans think, what a sweet, lovely person this is, or what a wonderful country this is. People who go out in that country and see the beauty of it and come back and say, this is an incredibly beautiful country. And Vietnamese will say, yes, but you know, you know, have something negative. Finally, I would say the Vietnamese have more or less universal virtues that other people have. They see themselves as having a great sense of humor. They see themselves as pragmatic, as thrifty, as generous. But then go anywhere in the world and you'll find people who say the same thing about themselves. Again, I'm not too sure what to conclude from this. Well, I've got a Vietnam board meeting at the ICC at 1:30, so I better cut this up, maybe 10 minutes, if you have any reactions, any comments. I don't know whether any of this is registering with you or not. Am I over your head? Basically make sense, or am I being too much of an egg-headed intellectual erudite Californian? Well, if I am, I mean, let me know. I can reduce all of this to simple one-syllable words. Okay, next time we're going to go on to geopolitics. The Vietnamese think about the world today. War.